All right. I'd like to call to order the February 16th, 2022 special meeting of the Marysville Board of Education. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Ferguson?
Present.
Mr. Keck?
Here.
Ms. Savage?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Devine?
Here. And tonight we are excited to have Ms. Katie Carlisle here from FFA. And Ashley, would you like to tell us a little bit about the background and what we're going to be doing here?
Sure. So Katie is going to present to you tonight the FFA Creed. It was written by one of our founding members of our organization, Ian Tiffany, way back at the beginning of the organization. And as it is a creed, it kind of represents some guiding principles, some mantras, if you will, things that we think the agriculture industry holds near and dear to our hearts and are good things for students to aspire to and for adults too. So she's going to kind of share that with you. If you have any questions for her, that's great practice, because at the contest she'll get asked a couple questions over like interpretation and meaning behind the creed. So she's here to present to you so you can see a little bit of what we work on, but also to get any feedback if you have before she goes on to the next level of the competition.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've done so far in the competition?
So far I've had a lot of practices. We practiced for like a few months, and then I went to my, what was it, the
sub-district
competition, and I got first place in that, and so I'm going to be moving on to the district competition, which will be next week.
Okay. Great. Well, go right ahead.
I believe in the future of agriculture, with a faith born not of words, but of deeds, achievements won by present and past generations of agriculturalists, in the promise of better days through better ways, even as the better things that we now enjoy have come to us from the struggles of former years. I believe that to live and to work on a good farm or to be engaged in other agricultural pursuits can be pleasant as well as challenging, for I know the joys and the discomforts of agricultural life and hold an inborn fondness for those associations which even in hours of discouragement I cannot deny. I believe in leadership from ourselves and respect from others. I believe in my own ability to work efficiently and think clearly, with such knowledge and skill as I can secure, and in the ability of progressive agriculturalists to serve our own and the public's interest in producing and marketing the product of our toil. I believe in less dependence on begging and more power in bargaining, in life abundant and enough honest wealth to help make it so for others as well as myself, in less need for charity and more of it when needed, in being happy myself and playing square with those whose happiness depends upon me. I believe that American agriculture can and will hold true to the best traditions of our national life, and that I can exert an influence in my home and community which will stand solid for my part in that inspiring task. Thank you.
Well done. I can see why you got first place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really impressive.
Thank you.
Would anybody have some questions that they would like to pose to Katie?
Well, I always have questions.
Of course, go for it.
What's the most difficult step in the process of reaching where you are now in terms of your presentation?
I think the hardest thing that I've had along my way is getting over the things that I'm bad at. Like, I'm bad at using my hands too much when I talk, and I just overdo it, and just some other things that I've done wrong, but I do end up getting better at it and getting to where I am now. I've come a long way.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly shows, and I like the fact that you moved around.
Mm-hmm.
One observation is that if you can do that a little more smoothly,
okay.
You know, just make it a little more of a natural movement.
Yeah.
That would impress the judges.
Okay.
I'm just curious, because you said that this was created way back when, which I'm assuming is quite some time ago. So I don't know whether this is a you question or a you question, but I'm curious, this, you know, this was created back then. Is this really an enduring document like the Constitution that is really never really needed updated, or is this something that you guys look at every so often and say, well, do we need to change this, or this is still what we...
Relevant.
Yeah.
Well, it was written by E.M. Tiffany and adopted at the 3rd National U.S. Convention. I think that there has been some changes along the way. They do go back and revise and change it a little bit. But, yeah, I'm not quite sure on that.
It was changed one time, or actually two times, at the 38th and 63rd Conventions. And both of them had to do with the wording, changing it from, I believe that to live and work on a good farm was what it used to say. And then they added a portion that said, or to be engaged in other agricultural pursuits. Okay. And in recognition of the fact that agriculture is a very broad industry, and it's much more than just the production agriculturalists who own the farms and you know, raise the crops or the animals themselves, mm-hmm. but it includes veterinarians, attorneys, educators, all sorts of positions are needed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll put my age in here because I was in the FFA when it got changed the last time, and it went from, I believe, in the future of farming to a future of agriculture.
Okay.
So that was the last big change mm-hmm. To the Constitution. But I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Somewhere in here it says that you believe in enough honest wealth. Just how much is that? I don't know if I've gotten there. And we have a treasurer sitting right here, so he can tell us whether you're right or wrong.
I think what it means when it says enough honest wealth is just enough money that you have to give to others, but also have enough for yourself, but that it's all honest and it's all your money that you've worked hard for, but you're willing to give a little bit to others in need.
Okay. I kind of want to piggyback on what Mr. Johnson asked you, because so, you know, since this has been written a long time ago, do you feel like it's relevant? You know, when you read it, is it something that you know, kind of strikes a chord with you, and you feel good about getting behind this creed?
Yeah, I definitely do, and I definitely like the changes that she said was made. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying I believe in the future of farming, saying mm-hmm. I believe in the future of agriculture, I think right. that means a lot more, because agriculture is not just farming; it's all the other agriculture jobs that there are out there, and that's very important to me that that's included in the creed as well.
Okay,
I have a question. What does the creed mean to you personally, and how do you apply it in your everyday living?
I think to me the creed means that I believe that there is really a future for all of these agricultural jobs, and that agriculture is going to get stronger in the future. There's going to be advancements and more inventions made to help agriculture, and so that really means a lot to me, because I plan on being a veterinarian one day. So I'm really excited to see what those changes are going to be for veterinary offices and all the inventions that are going to come to help animals in the veterinary offices.
Let me piggyback on that. So why is there a future?
Well, I think because there's a lot of people right now, a lot of kids that are interested in the agricultural field. And there's a lot of kids interested in farming, but there's a lot of other agricultural jobs that kids are looking at. And it's not that, like, even kids in college who are just studying technology and computers, they can be really beneficent to agricultural jobs, because they're the ones who make the inventions that help out agriculture a lot.
So, just what do you think the future of agriculture is going to look like?
Well, like I said, I think that there's going to be a lot of technology invented, like the tractor that was invented a while ago. We all know about that. I think that, like, that was a major step, and there's going to be other major steps just like that in the future to come.
Okay. Great.
So I don't have a question, I just have a comment. I love, first of all, I'm going to geek out that you're a female and you're up there and you're passionate about something that maybe we genderized to males, so good for you.
Thank you.
And I love the hope that, like, I heard hope in your voice, whether you intentionally did that or not, I'm not sure, but it made me feel hopeful. And so, well done, because that's not easy sometimes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Public speaking is one of the toughest things that anybody can ever do in life. And it's one of the most stressful things. And you do it beautifully.
Thank you.
Yes. I know. I would have loved to have seen the first time you did it compared to now, you know, and just like your recognition of the improvements that you've made, because even I use my hands a little bit too much sometimes too, so I know exactly what you're talking about. No, great job. Good luck next week. I know. Yeah. Yes, we'll be anxiously awaiting.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.
Okay, now I would accept a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of ORC 121-22-G1 to consider the employment of public employees or officials.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Keck.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Roll call.
Mr. Keck?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries.